This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Business Success Tips, where occasionally we talk about business and success, and sometimes we don't, right? Last couple of shows have been marginal.
Really marginal.
So I would like to talk about a common plight that most people have, and that is, if you're a business and you're trying to find good salespeople, right? We talked about that.
Isn't that an oxymoron?
No!
I'm kidding.
Hey. So Steve's been through this issue, right?
He's going to talk about...
Me too.
He's going to talk so about his unicorn again. The full commission salesperson.
Maybe they don't exist. I've had no luck. I've gone through six.
It's funny because...
Maybe
you
they
know,
don't exist. I don't know. The full commission salesperson.
He's told so many of our clients, no, they exist. You just got to put ads in and you'll find...
No.
And all of a sudden...
If you persist in looking for... We talked about this a couple episodes. If you kiss enough frogs, you will eventually find the right one, right? Mm-hmm. But it's probably 1 in 100.
Yeah, it's a lot of frogs.
Yeah, because what you need... I mean, you need the perfect storm of someone who has been successful, so they have money, but not too successful, so they still can't work for you.
Well, I'll give an example. There's several businesses that have been very successful, 100% commission.
Yeah.
All right, and whether they're
insurance business,
well, they're insurance, Amway, you know, almost every direct sales organization ever built. Now, admittedly, there's only 1% that make all the money, but they do have the 1%. So they have been able to take a full commission,
you take the guy,
compensation and make it work.
You put them on the infomercial, you blank out the amount, you blank out the all the check information except the $35,000 for the 1 month's work, and inspire the people.
You break into someone's estate and yacht, take pictures of them.
He met with Amway.
There's a lot, the numbers aren't good. The most direct sales organizations compared to most organizations, the people at the top are very, there's very few.
Well, it depends what you're selling. I mean, if you look at the insurance business, I mean, that's what the expectation is, right? The expectation is, you get in early, you work hard, you do a lot of cold calling, you build your book of business, and the light at the end of the tunnel, like within the insurance business, is once you build your book of business, you're kind of right.
Unless you're selling life insurance and you start over every year, I did it.
Oh, okay.
But it takes a certain kind of person.
Right.
And you look at people that...
But they're not necessarily the technically savvy person or the construction savvy person, right?
Or they're driven.
They're driven, but if you're a small business owner and you're selling technology or you're selling contracting services, that's a tougher nut to crack than kind of this big universe of 100% commission salespeople, which is kind of a culture into and of itself.
Well, aren't all entrepreneurs 100% salespeople?
They are, but I'm just questioning how you as a small business owner can be really successful in recruiting successful 100% commission salespeople. The people that have succeeded for me, I've always had to pay them a base. Of course, some of the people I paid a base haven't succeeded.
Yeah, it's not a ticket.
And now Andres has been there.
Yeah. So I may not be a good example for that. Let's say what we tried out with Media Funnel, the 100% commission people didn't work. So we didn't get any big things. And now we have a person doing some calls. And I think part of the success that people are paying is because she's doing the calls and she's getting paid for doing that. I had a person who has a good base and is not closing any things. So we're changing the way we're for selling. So I'm looking for people which are really good sales guys, which have no idea about technology. So they don't distract the person. They can open the customer, and then an experienced consultant came in and closed the deal. So this is
a good technique.
This is a strategy because there are so many people out which can sell, which might can sell. So we're looking in real estate, insurance, financial services.
And a good place to look, the gym. Mm-hmm. I had a guy that recruited insurance salespeople, and he would show up at the gym at, 5:30 or 6 in the morning. And he'd find out who had the discipline who may have had a day job to show up at 5 o'clock every morning and work out for an hour and a half. Because he was convinced that good sales was all about discipline, not about talent.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
And so he said, if somebody can show up at the gym at 5 o'clock every morning, he obviously has discipline.
That's true. Yep.
And then all they have to do, instead of showing up at the gym, need to make 100 calls or whatever they need to do. But it's the same thing. It's not talent, it's discipline, which is another way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I don't think it's necessarily... So this whole about calling thing, right? I mean, I think cold calling is a little bit on the dead side, to put it bluntly. So really, the new salesperson is the one that can take the leads that come in through your inbound marketing efforts, which we've talked about infinitum, qualify them, turn them into prospects, turn them into customers.
Right. Now, that's assuming you have the resources to put together. Now, I'll give you an example. Your business versus my business, right? Steve, you are in the CRM business, and you do whatever, a million a year, and you have the resources to create a website and put it together and track stuff. I mean, you spend a lot of time on it.
You know, I was thinking about this today. Mini lecture. You've got a good site, right? And your site is not using your URL slugs properly, right? We've talked about this. And I happen to have your stats melded into my other stats, and I see how little traffic you're getting. You could easily be getting a lot more traffic with not a lot of effort. But you just need to do a few things mechanically in order to generate that traffic. If you hired me hypothetically to spend 3 months doing nothing but trying to figure out how to drive more leads to your site, I could get you a lot more inbound inquiries. And that's the way businesses have to think.
Now, my point exactly. I can't afford to hire you for 3 months, and therefore I'm making calls, referral calls on people that I get referred by somebody who's giving me like 100 leads. I think I would prefer the other way. I mean, it sounds like a great idea, but...
I'm not saying full-time. I mean, I could do this... I could do stuff very part-time. I'm not trying to sell my services.
I could not afford... I think it's a great idea. And the website is good.
The website isn't attracting anybody.
Right. As far as the design, it's got all the right stuff in it. But you're right. We don't have enough.
You're missing two things. One is that you're using the default P?=32, whatever the convention is for your WordPress page, which kills. The slug on your site, on your pages, is extremely important for Google indexing, right? And that's an easy change. So you need to talk to your web guy, right? And then the next thing is getting out more content, okay? So you've got the ideas. You probably need someone who can take your ideas and translate them into written content. There could be someone in your network that can take your ideas and create more content. And you've even got some good content from your coaches, but it's not being well indexed because it's got crappy slugs and it's not well optimized. You could go from your average of a handful of hits a day to 100 in a few months if you just did a few right things mechanically.
So how much would it cost me to get it? Because I've gone to my web person who hasn't performed, that is not what they do or something. I don't know.
Well, the first thing I would do in your case, I mean, not to completely bore our listeners, is tell them you got to have this happen. Because, you just need this to be changed. And there's a conflict with your e-commerce component of your site. But I guarantee you there is a way to do that. And then you need to take some of the really good content you have and better optimize it. And I'll do that for free. I will help you better optimize your existing content. And then you need to get more content on an ongoing basis. Because your site, you've got a great thing for people to search on, and you're not taking enough advantage of it. So I think that you've got an opportunity sitting there waiting to be taken advantage of that would generate a lot more inbound traffic. Because at the end of the day, it comes down to what are people searching for? You figure out what they're searching for, you build your site around that, you attract them, you convert them, you sell them. That's the easy part for you, right?
Right.
If the phone rings and someone says, hey, I was searching for business coaching Bay Area and I came across your site.
Ever since the site's been, I may have had it happen once in
a
year.
That's my point.
Right.
That's my point. That could be happening a lot if you make some of the right moves.
So... Hey, go for it. It's frustrating for me because I depend on my web person or something like that. It just doesn't work. Right? So you go.
Beat them up harder.
I know you're really
good. Tell them this has to change.
I know you're really good at it, and it just...
He's got to change that, and keep doing the content thing. I mean, you got off to a great start with your coaches cranking out the content. You've got to do that consistently. It'll benefit you. It'll benefit them. Trust me. Mm-hmm. If you do just a few key things, three, four months from now, it'll turn into results.
You'll be on that yacht.
At least I'll get, if I got one, you know, two or three requests, hallelujah, you know, at least for the free business coaching or whatever, you know, for that.
I will commit to you.
Just try it out.
I will commit to you that for each of our sessions, each of our sessions where you come in and coach me,
right.
I will spend some time coaching you on how to optimize your site and your content to get more people coming to you. Okay? On the air.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to...
Even though I'm paying you.
I know. Talent. I understand you. Talent. You know, actually, well, what I'll do is maybe we could meet every other... I'll give you like half for, you know...
Well, we could trade back and forth. We could go back to every week and two are yours and two are us.
No, I mean, seriously. I mean, you know, every week we could help... Because the other frustrating part I have with...
Not with increased the money.
No. With the same
money. Same money,
except we meet you every week and you give us some support.
I mean, there
you
like, go. One
I'd
for,
really
we'll
willing
switch
to do
weeks.
That.
1 week we'll focus on you and then next week...
The other way, anyway, I still pay.
You
pay, and they put us on par. That's a good thing.
What a great deal. Now, here's my frustration with this whole thing. Is that I don't know what the hell I'm doing. So you're going to have to talk to either, you know, Karen or somebody can actually do the work because I'm like totally stupid on how to do all of this stuff.
Throw you with a mix for only another grand.
So I'll talk to your web people.
My web people.
I'll talk to your web people.
Because you go blah, 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 and you might as well be talking like, I don't understand anything you're talking about.
I will commit to call your web people.
Because that's the key, is giving the information to somebody who actually do something. I mean, I have not a clue.
That's funny.
You know?
You can't have side conversations when we're on the air.
No. I can start. Okay.
They're finishing the real
conversation. Yeah, it's good.
So, I mean, and that's, I don't know if that's frustrating to anybody else out there, but you have this incredibly smart brain when it comes to all this web stuff. And I do not know, and a lot of people out there...
We do comment on your brain and how smart it is all the time. Even though he's always trying to question you.
No, it's not smart, it's just focus. I'm just focused on...
I don't even know what a slug is. It's a little thing crawls on the ground.
Yeah,
I mean, I've got a clue.
I thought it was for shotguns. But
yeah.
I don't know what a slug is. And you're going, change a slug. Okay, I'm going, what the hell does that mean?
No, I know what the URL slug is.
Yeah, slug.
And I think it's hard to understand that you could do something on the web. It's a miracle. And then people are calling you. So it was also hard for me to recognize that it is working. But Steve did this for Media Funnel. And we're getting all our leads through Google or web or whatever. So it's not...
You're coming to you.
We're doing follow-up calls if somebody's signing out,
right.
But we don't call, hey, did you hear about that? That's a conventional thing. It feels a little bit strange for me because I'm not a SEO whatever guy, so
but it's
working.
And I'm managing three sites right now, and as long as you keep doing the same things consistently, magically, you get more inquiries.
Hallelujah, I'm ready. Okay,
we're done. Okay, so we got it. We're nailed. We'll fix you.
For those of us out there in podcast land, what do they do? They find somebody like you? Do they hire you? Who do they get? I mean, everybody talks about inbound marketing, and I've looked at a lot of the SEO, and I know it's not working. I don't know what they're doing wrong, but I look at and Karen's site, who actually is supposed to do this, sucks because she isn't getting SEO. You are the most successful person that's on this level. That's not like Salesforce or, you know,
it's the content,
a multi-million-dollar company that actually, as a small business, except for maybe a couple architects that specialize, and they've actually been able to generate leads through the site. It's a great story. It sounds good, but you've actually done it.
Yeah, and it's a lot of hard work. You have to make studying of SEO one of your highest priorities, and you have to make generating consistent content also one of your high priorities. If you do those two things, it happens.
So if they're not going to do it, and my guess is a lot of...
No, you have to. You have to. If you're a business owner and you don't have enough leads, you must make the time to understand what it takes to generate more leads. And it's not that difficult.
What do you know if you put in hard work at something? You'll
but it does take time.
But who do they, if they don't want to do, they hire an SEO company?
I wouldn't. I would either bring in, I would either learn it yourself and bring in a marketing person to teach them how to do it. But I would start by doing it yourself because there are so many.
No one knows your business like you.
Yeah, and there's so many snake oil salesmen out there.
I have some in my car if you want some.
Yeah, and there are no shortcuts. There are absolutely no shortcuts. You have to gut it out, grind it out, and do the shit you need to do consistently. Now, to learn how to do that stuff, you know,
that's huge. Most entrepreneurs aren't going to learn it. I mean, they're not like you. They're not technically savvy like you.
Then you know what? Then figure out another way to get leads. Because the only way you're going to get leads through the web is if you make that one of your primary goals. Period. End of story. If you're lucky enough to find someone,
I think a lot of entrepreneurs do it.
And like Steve said, there's no shortcut to do that. So,
well, it's easy for you to say. You got a partner that does it, right?
Well, yeah, I could be doing a lot.
So I don't have to do it. So that's okay. It's another story. I met a guy and we were talking about how to make connections, how to make networks, how to get popular in the social media thing. And the bottom line was the same. You have to really engage. You have to learn how it works. It's hard work. And there's no shortcut. You cannot buy somebody who can do this for you. You have to do it yourself.
Any email understand. You get that says, you know, we will, you know, SEO your site, delete immediately. Instantly delete it.
It's just like Viagra.
It is, yeah. Yeah, Viagra and Instant.
Does your site need SEO? Does it need to grow?
Yeah. They'll give you about the same uptime, if you know what I mean.
Bada bing.
So now I'm looking at other alternatives. Okay, let's say then you maybe need to find a partner or somebody else who, because that's a very important thing.
No.
He's basically saying to you is, I'm not going to learn how to do this.
I'm not going to learn how to do this.
Okay. Then you're not going to do it. That's fine. Then you, in your case, then you engage someone like me.
Right.
But if there's someone else out there who says, I know I have to do this, but I'm completely unwilling to do any of it on my own, yes, then you have to find a person or don't do it. I mean,
right. Because it is a huge.
I can't think of any other
task. I mean, it's a huge task. It's not. You work on what? 2 hours a day at least every day.
Hard to say, but you know, it's been a lot of work over the years. But the good news is that there are a lot of good roadmaps out there. I mean, we've talked about HubSpot a million and one times on these podcasts.
They still don't send us any money.
Just go. Yeah, exactly. Go to HubSpot. Read their methodology.
Here you go again. HubSpot.
Sign up for their stuff.
You're welcome.
Actually, that's probably the path of least resistance. Sign up for their stuff. And the second
and mention our name if you sign up for their
that's
stuff.
That's right. Use promotion code BST.
BST. Sure. BST. Right. Use BST. That one.
Cash in our pocket.
Special deal.
I wish. So let's say if you're going to generate, this is an important thing for them to know. If you're going to generate leads from your website, your web person is not going to pull that off. Your web designer is not going to do that. Because web designers, I have learned that, generally design sites. And they talk about SEO. If you're lucky, they spend, you know, 3 or 4 hours and put some words
even
in.
Even if they're SEO savvy, at best, they're going to get you pointed in the right direction. It's still up to you long-term to do the things you need to do.
Right.
To get
SEO is much like working out or something like that. It is not something you can delegate. If somebody's got, and somebody in the business has to do it. It's hard to get an outside person because everybody I've seen, you're very successful at it and you get a lot of your business from it. But all the other small companies I've worked with that have websites, that have hired SEO and whatever, none have had it be a consistent source of leads. Unless you're looking at, as I said, bigger companies like Salesforce and, you know, big companies have a huge budget and a lot of people doing it. But the small guy, you know, businesses between a half million and 2 million that I work with, zero. Nobody's been able to pull it off.
Well, all I can say is if your pain point is you don't have nearly enough leads, then you need to make the time. If you have all the leads you need or if you have a decent flow of leads, don't even worry about it. You know?
If you're making money. Yeah.
If you're making money doing what you're doing, don't even sweat it.
So what advice do you have for, let's say, you know, the contractors I work with? I mean, I guess some businesses don't apply.
If you're a contractor, any kind of business, and you're really worried about where your next leads are coming from, make this an obsession. Either do it yourself or hire someone you really trust who will be obsessed with it, but make it an absolute top priority.
So what is it? What does it cost? I mean, we're doing relative marine terms, but you know, what is it? What do I tell my clients? Let's say I'll pick a business. I don't know, Kevin Wallace. You know, he listens to this. Kevin, how you doing, Kevin?
Hey, Kevin. Hi.
You know, he would like, I'm sure, to have his website generate leads, especially, you know, like I want to remodel my kitchen, I want to remodel my bedroom, I want to change my garage into a, you know, a room or whatever. His website generates zero. How much would it cost him to do that? Is it $1,000 a week, $1,000 a month?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how badly does he want his website to generate leads?
Five.
I would say...
Don't know how to do it. Don't worry about it.
So it has to... So let's say it was a 9. Let's say he wants his generate...
If it was a screaming need for him, I would say that he personally needs to make his number one priority in life understanding...
And let's say he's not willing to do that, but he's willing to throw money at it.
Then he needs to...
$60,000 a year for...
Yeah, then he needs to find the right person and indoctrinate them in the right way to focus on doing the things you need to do.
So that's a person in the company who's going to spend a couple hours every day.
Yeah, their mission in life is to understand what it takes to attract people to your site and to understand how to generate the ongoing content to bring people to your site.
Now, they should attend the Steve Chipman boot camp of internet marketing.
Let's say you're interested. I mean, the problem I have with HubSpot is HubSpot says, oh, it's a no-brainer. You just do it.
No, they don't. They say, you read right on their page, they say, you must be willing to put a lot of time into this. That's one of their big qualifiers right on the sign-up page.
But Steve, if you are willing to put the time in, they have a ton of stuff, right? Like, if you want to read on their site, they have tons, right?
Yeah.
Tons.
If you don't want to have...
You're welcome again, HubSpot.
Well, I mean, if you have... Then you need somebody who you're going to hire who's a bright person who can learn to do... Even if they don't have the experience to start with, they can learn it over, what, 6 months? If they're a relatively intelligent person that has some...
Less. If you go with HubSpot and you have a bright person, they can learn what they need to learn probably in
3 months?
A month. No, I'd say under a month. Wow. Just learning.
Yeah.
But then executing is a forever thing.
Yeah.
So it never ends. Let's say they could hire, I'm just giving a number. You could hire a person for, say, $25 an hour. I'm just giving a number. Internally, like your own employee, mm-hmm. at $25 an hour, who's going to spend 2 to 3 hours every day after they spend the first month learning it, optimizing your website. That's the kind of commitment it takes at the minimum. Because I look at what you spend.
And if they're not a good content person, then you need to find a blogger. You may need more than one person. You may need the mechanical person, and you may need the content person.
But I guess the bottom line is it takes a huge personal commitment or a pretty much huge inconsiderate financial commitment. Because some people say, well, I spent $10,000 on my website. That's nice, but you're going to have to spend, you know, $2,000 a month on a person or whatever the hell it is to get to really work to generate the leads.
Yeah, but don't spend $10,000 on your website. That's the first mistake.
That's weak.
Yeah.
You just, like, $3,000 with HubSpot, right? Or...
Yeah.
And they just get somebody to work on it all the time.
Yep.
It's a process.
Yeah, it's a position.
There's no shortcuts.
No shortcuts. Yeah.
That's the moral of the story.
Okay,
no shortcuts, 2 or 3 hours a day. Okay, thank you for tuning in. Good night.
And there it is, another episode of Business Success Tips. Thanks as always for joining us. You can check out our website online at businesssuccesstips.org. Send us an email at friends@businesssuccesstips.org. Or if you're a Twitter stalker, find us at twitter.com/BST podcast. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.
Hey, this is Sean Daly, host of Green Talk Radio. Green Talk helps you navigate the maze of green and eco products on the market today and make smarter lifestyle choices at home and at work through informative and entertaining interviews with industry authors and experts, as well as executives from innovative companies around the world. Find Green Talk Radio on iTunes or at personallifemedia.com. Green Talk Radio, environmental stewardship through smart consumption.